Lesson 30, Bullies. Bullies look just like everyone else, but they don't act like everyone else. Bullies enjoy hurting other people and making them do what they say. The only way they know how to get what they want is by being cruel. Bullies don't always hurt you physically. They can bully you by hurting your feelings. A bully can make you feel like it's your fault that they are picking on you, even though this isn't true. Anyone can be a bully. It could be a boy or a girl, an individual or a group of people. It could be an adult. At some time in their lives, most people have hurt someone else without meaning to, by acting like a bully. But some people act this way all the time. Bullies never have a good reason for hurting other people. Often they pick on anyone who they think is different from them. Some bullies pick on people who are a different size from them, or whose skin is a different color. Some bullies will even pick on you because of the clothes you're wearing. A bully can pick on you or leave you out of games and groups. People who bully others have probably been bullied themselves, sometimes by other children, sometimes their parents or other adults may have been cruel to them. This is very sad, but it is never a good reason for being unkind to others. Bullies don't like themselves very much. This makes it hard for them to like other people and treat them well. The only way bullies can like themselves is to pick on others. Does this make them feel more powerful? We all need to feel loved. That is why being bullied hurts very much. When someone is bullying you, it can make you feel scared or angry, miserable or hurt. You may find it difficult to sleep, or when you do fall asleep, you may have nightmares. You may not feel like eating. You may avoid going to school. You may try to hide and avoid talking to people. One of the hardest things to learn is how to deal with a bully without becoming a bully yourself. Hitting back or being cruel usually only makes the problem worse. A good way to stop bullying is to talk to someone about it. This can be a parent or a teacher or any grown-up you feel comfortable with. You may not want to talk to anyone about it, but you should. All bullies hope that their victims won't tell on them. Keeping the problem to yourself and not talking to others and not seeking help lets a bully know that it's fine to go on hurting you. Another way to stop bullies is to get help from people who love you. Their love can help you feel good about yourself and reassure you that it's not your fault if you are being bullied. Bullies only pick on people they know they can hurt. Feeling good about yourself and liking yourself is probably the best way to stop them. Also, when you feel good about yourself, you do not need to bully others to get what you want.